During distance learning at the beginning of the year, Betsy McMichael's fourth grade class at Crystal River Elementary School investigated the questions, what makes a poem? And what inspires writers to write poetry? When they returned to school in person, they wrote their own original poems, taking inspiration from their own lives.
Hello, my name is Allie. The title of my poem is The Picnic. Greetings, we are having a picnic today. My water is sparkling and is fizzing. She tells me to sit. I have a sandwich and she made pizza? The daylight blazed and the picnic is colorful with healthy red pepper green with some mellow yellow peppers, maybe some burning brown crust. Goodbye.
My name is Amy, and my poem was about El Salvador. El Salvador has a lot of tropical fruits like coconuts, apples, bananas, mangoes, watermelon. El Salvador is hot, sizzling like bacon. Sometimes a man comes with a cart full of ice cream. They have some brand of shaved ice that are called minutas. My aunt has cows in El Salvador. It's really uncommon to have cows over in El Salvador. Using the milk of the cows and a special pill, they make cheese out of it. Do you want to go to El Salvador one day?
My name is Angel, and my bird's color is green and blue. They sound like tweet. Look small, like small. Texture like soft, feels like nice.
My name is Angel Fuentes. I have always loved animals and pets so much. They are so good and I love them so much. It makes me say adorable. They are social animals and they are so cute and so good. The end.
My name is Donovan Gutierrez. The name of my poem is Earth, a city. The traffic horns honking and the orchestras chanting to the music. The ocean, its waves splash, blue water, as the leaves on the palm trees soar in the breeze. A field of fruits and vegetables, apples and peaches and carrots and lettuce, light sprouting from the ground. My house, the breeze making music as it rattles the leaves on the trees and the cool rain. Water splashes the windows as the daybreak sun gleams on the blades of grass. The universe, everything that we love.
My name is Ella. The title of my poem is Art. I step outdoors. I'm carrying a crate and a long canvas. Inside, there are many colors, shapes, and sizes of acrylics and brushes. I take my long canvas and set it on the driveway. Colors splash onto the canvas. Ruby red, violet purple, navy blue, and lily yellow. I go to the sink and bathe 17,000 brushes. Then I go back to the driveway. I continue to paint and don't stop until I run out of color. So I go to the store and get more paint. As I watch the sunset with my family, I reflect on my day. Even though my picture wasn't perfect, it was fun, and that's all that matters, and that I was proud of my work, and that I think to myself, I might do that again tomorrow.
My name is Gabriel, and the name of my poem is called The Pizza. What is hot and really good? Well, if you're wondering what it is pizza. Some people might not like pizza, but I love pizza. And if you haven't had pepperoni pizza, you are missing out. It's hot like the desert and smells really good like an edible triangle. And it tastes good. And if you don't like pizza, I don't even know what to say.
If you are just tuning in, the students reading their original poems are in Betsy McMichael's fourth grade class at Crystal River Elementary School. They studied the characteristics of poetry and read about what inspired a variety of poets. Thank you to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program for giving them an audience for their writing.
My name is Isabella. The title of my poem is Music. Music is the sunlight of my day. It sounds like the summer while birds are chirping. It moves like the waves on a beach. It's a spot to admire and relax.
There. Miss Cecile, my poem is about soccer. Kick, kick, kick. Do you know what sound that is? Time is ticking. Whistle blows half time. 0-0 and you want to make a goal, and then suddenly you score. 21 minutes left, and then the other team scores. Then somebody got injured in the box of 60 yards. Penalty, and then the goalie saves. 7 minutes left, but then you make a passing play, and boom, your teammate scores. 2 minutes left, 1 minute left, whistle blows, and you are so happy that you won the game.
My name is Carla. Christmas morning. My family are nice and kind on Christmas morning, and we drink something hot like hot chocolate. It tasted good and warm. We drink it because it was cold like ice. Then we went to go see if Santa ate his cookies, and he did, and see if he got the carrots for his ears. The table was so grunky, so we cleaned it up.
My name is Kira. My poem is called Galapagos. Snorkeling. The water is as cold as ice. So many fish, so many sea creatures moving in all directions. Swimming with the sharks, swimming with the sea lions. Snorkeling feels more amazing than being on top of the world.
My name is Raphael. My poem's name is Brothers. I yawn and get out of bed for school, and I eat breakfast. And then I hear wah, wah, like a siren. And I realize it's my brothers. I go to calm them down, but they keep crying. And then my mom comes and somehow makes them stop crying. And then I go on to continue my day.
My Coach by Ritzy Segovia. When I go to the door, I smell the good air. And I open the door and I feel like a new kid. And the chalk of the walls are red. And it was so hot and it sounds like winter. And what about happened in the field, what happened is that I was running and I got tired, and I got to eat my lunch and snack in the grass, and I did is run one more time, and what I did is talk to the teachers in the grass. What we've been talking about is that when we have homework, and what we did is that we were playing tag.
My name is Tatum, and the title of my poem is My Dog Chico. Chico is my dog. I love him. He's crazy, but he's also really heavy. He eats a lot. Chico, Chico, Chico. He's also very crazy, crazy, crazy. He runs around a lot. He loves to chew on his bone for hours. He's very quiet when he chews, but he's also really loud. He also loves treats. Treats are his favorite as well. He loves them so much. Chico, Chico, Chico. I love him so much. He's so funny, and he moves in weird ways and makes weird noises.
My name is Ashley. My poem is called Christmas Eve. Every year, each kid gets excited because tomorrow is Christmas. So every kid goes to sleep early so Santa brings their gifts. But some kids get disappointed because they got coal instead of gifts. In the morning, it smells like Christmas. And when they go open their presents, they get excited because they got what they wanted. But if they had an elf on the shelf, then the elf has probably flown away.